Children are, wait, before I read this little quote here, if you're sitting next to one of your kids, put an arm around that child. If you don't have a kid that you can put an arm around, look at a child. I want us to look at a child. So don't be looking at me. You can turn around. There's some cute kids, beautiful kids right there. So look around. Are you looking at the kid? Don't be looking at me. Front row, you got someone? She's too big, a child. I know she's your child, but she's not a child. Trust me, she's not a child. So look at a child. And kids, you might want to memorize this. Children are the supreme gift of marriage. What are the supreme gift of marriage? Children are the supreme gift of marriage and contribute in the highest degree to their parents' welfare. So kids, next time you see your mom and dad pulling their hair out screaming at you, you just remind them that you are their supreme gift and that you are contributing to the highest degree to their welfare. Pope Paul VI wrote this, a document 50 years ago, entitled Humanae Vitae, reminding us of the centrality of children in the life of the world, the life of marriage, and in the church. Indeed, Jesus says, unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. A child is one who's at home in the kingdom of God. You know how kids, they just love being at home? They can rest there. How children just love resting in the arms of their dad, like right there. I mean, if I were to pick her up, she'd probably start screaming. And of course, she would say, she never did that for anyone else. But kids are this incredible gift. They have a central place in our faith. It's what marriage is about. Children are the essence of marriage. And so when Jesus says what he says in today's gospel about not getting divorced, part of it is about the couple, but a huge part about it is the children. I don't know if you saw the article a week or two ago, but the divorce rate is down in the United States. That's good news. That's very good news. In fact, depending upon how you read the statistics of this professor out east, it's anywhere from 8 to 18% down, especially among the millennial generation. That's be people like maybe you might be too old, I don't know, but your generation, not mine. That's very good news. Because the author has all kinds of reasons for it or ideas of why that might be the case. And some of it's simply that couples are getting married later. Some of it's that couples are being more attentive to what they're doing. We certainly have, at least in the church, far better marriage prep than we had before. All kinds of reasons to help our couples be successful. Part of it is that I think, and they say that the millennial generation, they look at what their parents did. And how their parents, friends, and the divorce rate there, and what it did to the kids, they go, we don't want to do that. It's one of the reasons why if you have a relationship, and you're married, and you begin to experience troubles in it, which I think usually begin about 1 minute after the vows, you do what you do if your child is sick. Your child is sick. You take your child to the doctor. You get some medicine. You put the child to bed. You take care of the illness. If you're married and you're experiencing some illness in your relationship, take care of it. Don't presume it will get better tomorrow all by itself. It usually doesn't. If you need to see someone, a therapist or a doctor about it, go do it. You won't be the first person. It's a beautiful retreat movement called Marriage Encounter. It's helped good marriages go from good to great. If you've not been on Marriage Encounter, you need to do it before you've been married more than 60 years. It's great for couples who've been married 50 years. It's great for all couples. It's phenomenal. If you've not been on Marriage Encounter, you want to go on it. From good to great. If you're having a marriage that you're struggling in, there's another retreat movement called Retrovi. It's a French word. It sounds simple, but it's got like 1,000 letters in it. Retrovi. And it's to help couples who are really struggling with communication and other issues so they can get over the hump, and not only get over the hump, but to move to having a marriage that's flourishing and life-giving, a marriage in which Jesus, as he says, the best wine is yet to be served. You see, as important as the vocation to priesthood is, or to religious life is my proposal that the vocation to sacramental marriage is fundamentally even more important. Without holy marriages, it's hard to have holy priests and holy religious. It all begins in the home. It begins by young people seeing a mom and a dad loving one another, sacrificing one another, dealing with their issues, persevering is so important. So I want us to be a community that elevates the vocation of marriage. We should be praying for the vocation of holy marriages. Every day you should be praying for your children that they would find a great spouse who will help your son or your daughter to be holy and get to heaven. Young people, every day you should be praying for your future spouse. Most of you will be married. And so to pray today, Lord, whoever my spouse is that I will meet in the next 1,000 years, may it be the best one for me. Because marriage is holy. Marriage is beautiful. Marriage is meant to be the best wine yet to be served. St. John Paul, he said that marriage is so holy that you should consider the marriage bed to be an altar where a spousal couple give themselves to one another the way Jesus gave himself to us. That is how holy marriage is. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Grateful that in our community, we're doing something about it. For the last 4 years, we've really put a lot of emphasis on marriage and young families, and we need to do a ton more. But we're doing some good things. When I first got here to Our Lady of Grace, we had one of the staff in the office work maybe 7 hours a week with engaged couples. That's now up to 30 hours a week. We have some 40 to 50 couples preparing for marriage. We have a new ministry called Sposi Novelli that helps it's young couples getting together, sharing about their lives, receiving some presentations, having some fellowship, and just having a good time. So they realize they're not alone. We've begun doing something called engage parties so that couples who are engaged can come together, meet one another, and share about their lives, and again, realize that they're not alone. We have for young moms a group called Moms of Grace so that young moms, or new moms, as the case may be, whatever, they can come together, receive some instruction, teaching, fellowship about being a mom. Small, simple ways. We have Sunday school. We have programs to help our children. And all of it so that our families can be holy places, so that our families can be holy communities of love. See, your child who will be baptized in a few minutes or maybe in 2 hours as I keep preaching. What's the name?
Violet Carroll.
Violet Carroll. And there's mom. And it's going to be a lot like the parents, right? It's going to talk like you guys. It's going to act like you. It's going to be a Twins fan like you. See if they raise in my family. They'll be a Cubs fan even this week. And so they're going to be holy like you. And so the holier you are, the holier your child can be. The more you love, the greater chance we give to our children to love. So today, let us renew our commitment to the vocation of sacramental marriage. Let us pray that God would raise up in our midst hundreds and hundreds and thousands of couples who want to be married, and not just married for the sake of, you know, a cabin up north, but for the sake of laying their lives down out of love for their beloved. It's a great thing in our midst. To all of you who are married, thank you. I know it's not easy. Thank you. May God bless you abundantly.